I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 20. Coming up, 97 cars added to police fleet, Global Auto Logistics Center launched, and K9 Division gets 12 new dogs. The news in detail after this message.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. 97 new and pre-owned motor vehicles have been added to the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF's fleet to bolster crime prevention efforts and mobility. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the vehicles were purchased and handed over by the ministry with funds secured from the first phase of the traffic ticket amnesty.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and that is why we are spending so much in increasing the mobility of the police force. And while we increase the mobility, we are also increasing the amount of police officers.
Mr. Montague was speaking at the handing over ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. More than 390 vehicles have been handed over to the JCF since the start of the year. The National Security Minister says a number of motorcycles will also be made available in each division to serve the traffic police and officers responsible for anti-predial larceny efforts. Kingston Wharves Limited, KWL, has officially launched its Global Auto Logistics Center, providing a one-stop facility for the warehousing of cars for domestic distribution and to markets throughout the region. The development supports the government's focus on encouraging investment in the provision of logistics services as part of the Global Logistics Hub initiative. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry, who signed and handed over the lease arrangements for the Tinton Pen lands, commended Kingston Wharves on opening the facility. Minister Henry also invited other private sector interests to capitalize on the vast opportunities opening up in logistics.
We can make bold steps to our advantage. There is a global phenomenon known as industrial fragmentation. So Jamaica must now position itself as a global logistics hub, capitalizing on a multimodal plan of transport.
Located on lands at Tinton Pen, the facility will enable the provision of regional logistics services to new multinational clients and additional services in supply chain logistics. It will also facilitate the removal of on-port motor vehicle storage. The Ministry of National Security is reporting that the technical capacity of the Jamaica Constabulary Force K-9 Division has been boosted with the addition of 12 specially trained dogs from Colombia. A press release issued by the ministry outlined that Portfolio Minister Robert Montague inspected two of the 12 dogs during a tour of the K-9 Division earlier today. The other 10 dogs from Colombia have not yet been released from quarantine. The 12 dogs will assist in the detection of narcotics, firearms, explosives, as well as search and rescue operations. The release adds that another 7 dogs are expected to arrive from Florida early in the new year. During the tour, Minister Montague also viewed refurbishing and expansion work on the kennels, which will move the capacity from 70 to 105. The work is being done at a cost of $11.7 million and is expected to be completed in 2018. The minister also handed over 3 Toyota Hilux pickups to head of the division, Superintendent Dalton Wright, to bolster activities at the police unit. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the new state-of-the-art solid-state water meters, recently procured by the government, will help combat the issue of revenue loss being faced by the National Water Commission, the NWC. The utility company recently signed a $43.9 million contract with German company Dahl Metering to supply 450,000 of the modern water meters for installation island-wide. Most of the current mechanical metering devices being used, Minister Chang says, are out of use and in need of replacement.
Old meters sometimes measure excess, but most of them measure less than they should produce. That's just part of the challenge we have. And you find you have to change them pretty often. We have kept them way beyond the engineering design time. The lifespan of those meters is actually 5 years, and therefore they become defective and contribute significantly to the non-revenue water issue that we're having.
The electronic meters are to be put in place over the next 5 years, from 2018 to 2022, and are expected to improve the quality of service to consumers and reduce operational costs incurred by the Water Commission. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.